This week, the Trump administration announced it's significantly expanding the Mexico City policy, which prohibits American aid from going to foreign NGOs that perform or promote abortions. It was named after the city in which it was announced during a convention on population. Every Republican president since Ronald Reagan has put the policy in place. Every Democratic president has rescinded it. So what will happen under the new expansion? Ike Swetlitz is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Ike, what has this policy traditionally been?
Usually the Mexico City policy prevents family planning funding from going to any organizations that support or promote or perform abortions. And under the Trump administration, they're expanding that to include all global health funding. So funding for malaria or just sexual health education or something like that can't go to an organization that is promoting or performing abortions, even in countries where abortions are legal or accepted.
And we should say that when you say promoting, what does that mean? I mean, there are certainly not advertising, you know, abortions are great, but they might even be telling a patient that there is another organization that offers it.
So that's a little bit of a fuzzy line, and it's up to inspectors who sort of stop by every so often at these organizations to clarify that. But providing fact sheets or maybe lobbying the government for more expansive abortion access, doing public outreach or education campaigns are some of the things that might fall under this.
And how much of an expansion are we talking about in dollars?
Under the previous policies, something like $500-600 million was at stake. That was the family planning funding. Now, according to the State Department, we're looking at about $8.8 billion, which is a lot more.
Yeah, 15 times more, you write, than the Mexico City policy as enacted under President George W. Bush. Look, critics of this have said you will end up spending more on unintended pregnancies and illnesses. What countries are going to be most affected?
The countries that are going to be most affected are ones where people might not know about their options, and some of this education is more necessary. I actually, for a totally different story, was in Burkina Faso a number of months ago and was talking to some sexual health workers there who were saying that even though there are many cases in which abortions are allowed, people don't know about it, and it's necessary for the health workers to do that education. Otherwise, people might turn to other more dangerous methods of trying to perform an abortion on their own.
We'll talk about that, because there have traditionally been exceptions under the Mexico City policy. Will the policy under the Trump administration have exemptions for abortions that are done in response to rape or incest or life-threatening conditions? And rape, in particular, in war zones where rape is an act of war. I mean, will those women still be allowed to be told about or receive abortion services?
There are some exceptions carved out in this policy, and that's one of them. If someone is referred for an abortion in the case of rape, incest, or a threat to the life of the mother, that's allowed.
You write that other countries have tried to pitch in. There was at least a $190 million commitment at a conference in Brussels, but that does nothing to make a dent in the $8.8 billion that's going to be lost.
Yeah, and we're still waiting to see sort of how and where that money is being distributed. I think that that was also just sort of a show of support from these other European countries for some of these international organizations that might be receiving less support now from the United States.
Ike Swetlitz, a reporter with our partners at STAT. Ike, thanks as always.
Thank you.